Welcome everybody to the ordinary council meeting of 28th of July 2020. And I would respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners on the land we meet, the Wadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and I pay my respects to the elders past and present. It is indeed a privilege to be standing on Wadjuk Noongar country. CEO, I could have the prayer, please.
Yes, Chair, Commissioner. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. From here, I'd like to move on to apologies. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, Commissioner, Jason Mirigliotta, the General Manager of Planning and Economic Development.
Thank you. Now, do we have any question time? Do we have any questions from the public, please, from the floor? Okay. Do we have any deputations? No. Applications for leave of absence?
No, Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting of the 30th of June 2020. Thanks, Commissioner Cassava. Thank you, Commissioner McMath. I'll put the minutes be confirmed as a true and correct record. Those in favour? Thank you. Motion is carried 3-0. Announcements by the Chair Commissioner. Yes, I have an announcement, and that announcement is that firstly, welcome to Elise, our Manager of Governance. I trust you have a hugely rewarding and enjoyable stay at the City of Perth. At the same time, it's time to say farewell to our Chief Executive Officer, Murray Jorgensen. Murray joined us in late 2018 and I guess essentially got his feet under the desk in early 2019. And I can remember the defining discussion that we had and that there was myself, the late Eric Lumsden and Guy around the table, and he said, look, I was advised that there were some problems at the City of Perth when I started, but I can tell you now that it is much, much worse than what you ever imagined. And I just left that meeting shaking my head, and sadly that proved to be right. But in saying that, to Murray's very great credit, he took the challenge on and has done an absolutely remarkable job in turning the corporation around into what is a redefinition of the structure of the place. It's also a redefinition of the culture of the organisation. He's assembled a great team. There's people sitting here today that are part of that team. And what we've also seen is great relationships forged with our stakeholder groups. It's disappointing that tonight we couldn't adopt our treaty with our traditional owners, but which Murray has done an enormously a positive amount of work in doing that. But also community groups such as the East Perth Community Group, our other progress associations, the state government, the federal government, local politicians, local bureaucrats, universal in their praise for the way in which Murray has done the job. We now have a proper strategic community plan. We now have a proper business plan. We now have a policy framework. We have a strategy framework. We have a governance framework. We have all this. And we've also dealt with COVID. In order for us to have dealt with COVID the way we did, that was as a result of us having an almost forensic understanding of our financial situation, which certainly was not the case when Murray first arrived. So, Murray, on behalf of the commissioners, on behalf of the staff, on behalf of the state government, on behalf of the community, on behalf of Perth, on behalf of Western Australia. Thank you for your efforts in transforming this city. You have done a marvellous job.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to speak under announcements for
you can,
by the Chair, but thank you for those kind words. Look, it's been an absolute privilege to serve this community, and it will remain the most challenging and also self-satisfying chapter in my life. But I do want to pay tribute. I couldn't have done anything on my own. We've been fortunate to have very clear guidance and direction from commissioners, but the thing that I think consistently goes unreported and unrecognised in the media is the dedication and professionalism and the efforts that take place 24/7 by an amazing group of people. And if I'm leaving a legacy, it's the people that I'm leaving. You've got a great executive, absolutely dedicated bunch of managers, and I know with Michelle coming on board, she's going to be able to pick up the baton quite quickly and easily and run hard and take the organisation to the next level, because she's got an A-grade bench to play the next game. Thank you.
Well done, Murray. No doubt we'll have a drink about that tonight and discuss further. And I look forward to that. Okay, disclosure of members' interests. We have it's not a problem, because it's the role of our governance team to provide us with advice, and the advice we've got at the moment is that there might be a need to declare an interest. Now, this is a matter relating to the Perth Theatre Trust. We are aware of essentially a blanket exemption for councillors that are involved with statutory boards, for want of a better word, of which is this one. For the benefit of an ultimate decision as to whether an interest needs to be declared, can somebody please advise me the provision of the Act that overrides that exemption, please? I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot, but I'm just trying to protect our interests, and if it does exist, all good, let's use it. If it doesn't, so be it.
Commissioner Hammond, if it's okay, we're still doing a little bit of work on that to hopefully provide Commissioner McNath with a bit more guidance moving forward. It's not necessarily the item and the blanket disclosure you're referring to in terms of the Perth Theatre Trust being an instrument of the state. It's about the accumulation of under the gift provisions that may or may not have been exceeded. So we're just working through some issues now, and if, as we get to that item, if we could please provide some more advice and a decision could be made, that would be great.
Okay, because on the basis of that, I don't think we will declare an interest yet. I don't need to. I'm a member of the Perth Theatre Trust, but I'm covered by that exemption. If there is a need under the gift disclosures, it would be good to have that advice prior to the exemption being made. Thank you. Right, the next item on the agenda is questions by members, of which due notice has been given. There is none. Correspondence relating to matters to be discussed this evening.
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. Petitions?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Matters for which the meeting may be closed?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Okay, that's good. So now we'll get on to the reports then. Firstly, the initiation of Amendment Number 45 to City Plan Town Planning Scheme Number 2. Now, Commissioner Cassava, that you had some repartee with Jason relating to the wording of that officer recommendation. Can you lead the way on this one, please?
Sure. Thank you, Chair Commissioner Hammond. I'm happy to move the officer recommendation, noting that there have been some subtle changes made to the amending text that is proposed to be inserted in the planning scheme, which is included as an attachment to this report. I'm happy to wait for a seconder before proceeding any further.
Do I have a seconder for the recommendation, please, or the motion?
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Please go ahead, Commissioner Kosova.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. Look, I'll keep it short, but summarily through some email communications I had with the relevant GM and manager responsible for this particular item, I just expressed the view that I think the applicant or the proponent needed to be afforded a little bit more certainty and clarity in how a plot ratio calculation was going to be undertaken by the city in future. Given that the scheme is silent on it, we don't currently have a policy position, and despite all of the goodwill and good faith that exists between the city and the proponent, the concern that I just had was that these finer grained considerations can sometimes be lost over time, and corporate memory can be forgotten if it's not clear as to what the arrangement is. So I think the amended wording goes far enough to provide a little bit of clarity and comfort for the proponent, whom I understand is quite satisfied with the wording. So happy to move it on that basis.
Okay. Commissioner McMath.
I'm happy to support that.
Okay. Well, I'm supportive, so I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Great, thank you. Motion is carried 3-0. Next item is item 13.2, the Events, Arts and Cultural Advisory Committee grant and sponsorship guidelines. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath. A seconder? Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Is there any discussion on this matter?
Just a comment, if I may.
Yes, share. Certainly.
Just the full support of this initiative, and it's an important response to the situation with respect to COVID, and I applaud the administration for bringing it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kosova?
Ditto. It's great.
Ditto.
Well done.
Right.
Okay. Kudos to the administration for pulling it together. Thanks.
On the basis of that ditto, we'll move to moving the motion. All those in favour, please. Motion carried 3-0. Just a general comment for the record, the city's response and the staff's response to developing this COVID response has been outstanding, and I think one that needs to be recognised generally in the minutes as an extraordinary effort, if that could be done, please. Next item 13.3, COVID-19 rebound event sponsorship, round one. Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Is there any discussion on this item?
Thank you, Chair. Just to point out the diversity of those events that have been approved. I was particularly pleased to see the cultural diversity as represented through the Chunghwa Association and the Consular Corps of WA, World of Food Festival, and also the ongoing commitment to the Christmas pageant here in the city, as well as the other diversity of events that have been supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Kosova?
Through you, Chair Commissioner, only to wholeheartedly support Deputy Chair Commissioner McMath's comments there, and reinforce the same, that I think there's definitely something for everyone on offer through the sponsorship program that's been granted here.
Thank you. On that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Moving on to item 13.4, the COVID-19 Rebound Economic Development Sponsorship Space Cubed program. Mover, please. Commissioner Kosova, seconded, please. Commissioner McMath, any discussion on this item? Okay, on that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Next item on the agenda is the City Amenity Advisory Committee, Safe City Security Patrols. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Commissioner McMath, would you like to pass comment on this motion, please?
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to speak in favour of the motion. This is a significant investment by the City of Perth into the Safe City Security Patrols based on a pilot program previously conducted. I think that the additional presence of City of Perth officers in and around the city CBD will be not only appreciated by the ratepayers, the residents, but also visitors to the city, and will make a profound effect on the amenity and feeling of safe and secure CBD for all attendees. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Kosova.
Through you, Chair, I've got nothing further to add. I support those comments.
I'd like to say I really support the concept. I think it's fantastic that the original overall theme of establishing these advisory committees was to seek their direction on how to get the rubber on the ground, if you like, with our COVID expenditures. So I think this is a wonderful initiative, and I also acknowledge the efforts of the City Amenity Advisory Committee in making this recommendation. So on that basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. And well done to you too, Conrad, for your efforts in that regard. Okay, next item on the agenda is 13.6, which is the proposed treaty between the City of Perth and representatives of the Wujak Noongar City of Perth Elders Advisory Group. Look, we've got a small problem with the using the term treaty, which I'm sure we can overcome with our staff and the Elders Advisory Group. I'm strongly supportive of the intent and outcomes surrounding this treaty. We can still call it a draft treaty until it isn't. And I'd really look forward to it getting back here at the August meeting so we can regularise it appropriately. So on that basis, I'd put forward a procedural motion that we defer this item until the next meeting of council. Thank you. You second that. It's a procedural motion, so there's no debate, so I'll put the motion immediately. Those in favour? Item is carried 3-0. Next item is the City Amenity Advisory Committee Economic Rebound Homelessness Initiatives. Item 13.7. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Commissioner McMath, would you like to comment on the matter?
Thank you, Chair. Again, I'd like to congratulate the administration for bringing forward such a well-thought-out initiative. I would particularly like to draw attention on page 36 to the investigation of safe spaces. This is to investigate options for safe spaces within the City of Perth for people who choose not to engage in the services otherwise provided. In relation to rough sleeping in the city. But overall, I think that this is an excellent step forward, and I'm happy to support it, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kosova.
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner, certainly supporting Commissioner McMath's comments and also just commending the work that officers and the advisory committee have done. I think there is an enormous amount of heavy lifting that's gone into this in very careful and measured consideration of the various proposals to really ensure there's maximum impact and maximum value for money for the spend that's being recommended. I also do both note and like the change to the officer, or the revised officer recommendation compared to the original officer recommendation. I think it's very, again, measured and wise of officers to be recommending deferral of some of the items there, not to suggest that they're not going to be proceeded with, but there needs to be some further due diligence and calibration occurring around those to really ascertain their value and impact So I think it's great.
Thank you, Commissioner. And look, I'm very supportive of the motion. I think it demonstrates a quantum leap with regards to the city's policy approach to homelessness. And I acknowledge Emma's good work, of course, in that, and Anne, but I truly do hope that this approach continues with the new council. So very much important. So on that basis, I'll move the motion. Those in favour? Item is carried 3-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item 13.8, draft policy, neighbourhood place planning and engagement. Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. You move. Commissioner McMath seconds. Do we have a comment, please?
Through you, Chair. Look, I'd again just really like to commend all city staff as well as our various community members, community groups and many other stakeholders who have had a part to play in bringing this position forward, not just in terms of the words on the page and the document that's included as an attachment, but the whole shift in the position and the performance of the city over recent years in really wanting to understand and engage with its community, take more of a place management and a place-based approach and focus, recognising the unique character and identity of our individual neighbourhoods, and also identifying and positioning the city to better respond to the needs and nuances of individual community sectors. So, look, I think this is a tremendous leap forward for the city of Perth. I'm not afraid to say as a commentator that the city has, in my view, almost as a matter of fact, been a fairly late adopter of place-based thinking and integration with its business. But that doesn't mean that it's not a fast learner in this area, and I think the document and the report that's provided to us this evening are a demonstration of the multidisciplinary approach that the city has adopted over the last 12 months or 2 years, as well as a shift in maturity and sophistication in understanding and meaningfully engaging with its community to deliver results for maximum benefit. So, look, I think it's great. I'm really pleased that it's going out for consultation. I note that that'll be a 21-day advertising period and encourage all of our community groups and interested stakeholders to get right into the detail and provide some good feedback. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner McMath.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to echo the sentiments by Commissioner Kosova. I think that the city is such a diverse area. The establishment of these community-led initiatives through this policy of input and questioning and response will provide a really healthy and productive relationship going forward, and the city in the long term will be the better for it because of the involvement and also the outcomes that will come from this policy practice, building of relationships and initiatives. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. On that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Next item on the agenda is item 13.9, financial activity statement for the period ended 31st of May 2020. Do I have a mover, please? Commissioner McMath. Commissioner Kosova, is there any discussion on that item?
No.
On that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Next item is the payments from the municipal fund. June 2020. Do I have a mover, please? Commissioner Kosova, Commissioner McMath, is there any discussion on that item?
No.
Okay, on that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Next item is the final adoption of the Council policy, motor vehicle and transport services for the Lord Mayor. Could I please have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath, a seconder. Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Do we have want to speak for the motion?
Thank you, Chair. I believe that this initiative provides a fit-for-purpose response to the provision of a motor vehicle and transport services for the Lord Mayor. In addition to it being more cost-effective, it also provides greater flexibility and, very importantly, preserves the importance of a safe and appropriate transport option. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Cassava.
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner, very briefly, echoing those comments, I do think that the policy strikes a good balance between recognising the importance of the Office of the Lord Mayor and providing the basic on-demand service that that the Mayor will require in the conduct of those duties, as well as being very fair and reasonable and, I think, reflective of broader community sentiment. And also I note that during the advertising period there were no comments received.
Okay, on that basis, and thank you for your comments, Commissioners. I'll put that motion. Those in favour, please. Motion is carried 3-0. Next item on the agenda, item 13.13, Marketing and Promotions Advisory Committee, always on marketing campaign financial...
Sorry, year. Through the chairs at 13.12.
I did too.
Just a secret
on the toes. Yeah, thanks for that guidance and advice for those people who sought that. Right, item 13.12, draft policy on council member allowance and meeting attendance fees. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Seconder, Commissioner Cassava. And Commissioner McMath, who is to speak? Commissioner Cassava. Obviously this goes out for consultation, so it will be interesting to see the feedback that we receive. So on that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. Next item on the agenda is the Marketing Promotions Advisory Committee, always on. Is that should be always open? Anyway. Should be. Yeah, always open marketing campaign financial year 2020-21.
Sorry, Chair, it is always on.
Always on, okay. Can I please have a mover for the motion? Thank you, Commissioner Cassava. Seconder, Commissioner McMath. Any discussion on that item? No. No, okay, on that basis I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Sorry, can I confirm, are you moving the revised officer recommendation or the committee recommendation?
The revised officer recommendation, yeah. Now, the next item is... Oh, sorry, motion carried. Did you get... All good? All right. Next item is 13.14...
Thanks, Chair Commissioner. I'll just pass over to the new Alliance Manager of Governance, if that's okay.
Yep.
Through you, Chair Commissioner. Thank you for the additional time to look this matter up. I believe that there were two separate questions in relation to the conflict of interest. So I'll address the first matter, which you alluded to earlier. If that conflict arises from being an office bearer of a body established under the Act or any other written law, which in this instance would be the Perth Theatre Trust, that is an exempt interest under 5.63G of the Act. However, if the interest is relating to a receipt, receiving a gift over the threshold, which is $300, that will prohibit the member from voting, and this is in relation to Section 5.621EB of the Act, and they would be a closely associated person with a financial interest.
Okay, fine. Okay, then. So Commissioner McMath has declared a financial interest in this matter, the interest being the receipt of hospitality over the prescribed amount.
I have brought this to attention because I have received hospitality. I'm not aware that it's over the prescribed amount, but I would take advice on that over the 12-month period.
The amount is $418 and the threshold is $300.
On that basis, I declare a financial interest.
A direct financial interest.
Thank you.
So you'll need to leave the room.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governance Officers, for that. We do have... a process issue there that we're going to need to address in the context of It's sort of not the way a financial interest issue works. It's not the role. It's the responsibility of the commissioner or councillor, and it's not up to the councillor can't be directed to declare an interest.
The commissioner asked for advice.
Great. Okay, but I'm talking getting the advice. That's the problem. I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. No. That's fine. What I'm saying though is that we need to deal with that type of request in future differently, because I don't think it's either fair on you guys to have to provide that advice. And so there just needs to be a way of dealing with that. I don't know what it is, by the way, but I'm sure there'll be some way that we can deal with that. So, yeah. Okay, Commissioner. Okay, we've got a proposed lease and operating subsidy agreement that has been subject to many months, years of consideration and discussion, and so now, with the very good efforts of the staff involved, we have got a recommendation. Commissioner Kosoda.
Happy to move the recommendation, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. I'm certainly very happy to second it. Is there any discussion on your part?
Only to say I think the report's quite straightforward and self-explanatory, and in my view this represents a great outcome for the city.
Thank you. I just think it's something that we've needed to do for quite a while now, so it's good to regularise it, and thanks and acknowledgement to Bill Parker for his efforts in that regard. So on that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? The motion is carried 2-0. Can somebody ask Commissioner McMath to return? Do our standing orders provide that we read out the motion after a member returns? They don't?
No.
Okay, fine. Well, I won't then. Good, good. Okay, next item on the agenda is motions of which previous notice have been given. Nil. There is no urgent business.
No, Chief
Commissioner. On that basis, I close the meeting at 5:35 p.m. and thank all those for their attendance. Meeting closed. Thank you.